Clarion Books and Harper Audio present Under Pressure by Corey McCarthy, performed by Kevin R. Free. For Chris, my best boxmate. Level 1. Midnight Zone. Prologue. Grayson. Grayson Bix woke up from his AUG surgery on the other side of the world. He got up sluggishly and looked out the window and into a black night, complete with unfamiliar stars. The crisp peaks of snowy mountains crowded the horizon like maybe he was somewhere in the Swiss Alps. He blinked, refocused. The image was fake. A three-dimensional screen. The window wasn't even a window. How could he know that? He glanced down at his hospital scrubs and the brand new red circle tattoo on his wrist. He was bod-augged now with Vision X. What Ace would call super eyes. Speaking of, where were his friends? And why had he been taken away after his surgery? Did they know where he was? Were they worried? Had something gone wrong? Gray used the full power of his augged eyes for the first time, peering through the projection window to the wall, and then through the 40 feet of concrete beyond that. Even after managing to see through all those impenetrable things, he had a hard time believing what he found on the other side. There must be some mistake. How could he be in the darkest zone at the bottom of the ocean? 1. Leo. Hail Mary. Welp, this better work. Leo dreamed of best ball. Lime green faces shone through a sudden blackout. Roaring cheers and their coach's shout ground over the court noise. Eyes closed tightly, Leo imagined the hardwood floor beneath their wheels, a sharp, last-minute impulse to pivot, to see through the other players' fake-out and spin an interception. They could feel the weight of the stolen ball tucked between their knees, their gloved hands bursting with speed, driving down court with the arena shouting, "Go, go, go!" The daydream was so convincing that Leo jolted when a rolling wave tossed the hover pod. Their stomach lost gravity for seconds, which was a lot less fun than it sounded, but did make them forget their hunger for a few minutes. Leo had to glare out the window to remember that they weren't on the court or at T of P, the Tower of Power, with Gray, or even home with their family. They were bobbing on the surface of the ever-changing ocean in Grayson's stolen hoverpod, now with a dead battery. They'd been following a signal they believed was coming from Grayson on Jayla's AUG, getting closer and closer, and then the signal had just disappeared. Someone, or something, was messing with them. Leo swallowed back center court nerves just as a piping shout and small splash confirmed that Ace had fallen in the water. Again. Jayla sat up from the back seat, rubbing her eyes. She'd been trying to get a signal out all night, to call friends for help. As soon as she was fully awake, she ran through the interface on her arm, the small screen that helped control her body's network. Leo didn't have to ask to know that she was hoping for a response. Jayla's continued silence wasn't great news. Leo cracked open the hoverpod door and leaned out to see what was happening below. The heat off the water was strong from the hazy morning sun. It stuffed up the cockpit like a blanket of humidity. Ace was swimming like a tiny frog. He pulled himself up onto the landing gear, his clothes all suctioned to him.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?